Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
It is time for the Spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Sip had to check out for the last segment. He'll be back tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, though, Bill, we have a special guest coming in.
We do.
For like from 7 to 9 for 2 hours?
7 to 9.
Is that breaking news worthy or not?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, do it.
Just for the sake
breaking
of breaking news.
Yes.
And Bill, who is coming in studio tomorrow for 2 hours with us on the show?
Well, it's a veteran of the show. What have we had him on two, three times before?
I think twice at least.
Twice before like that for a two-hour session. We have Luke Gifford will be in. Just finished up, obviously, with whatever, I guess how we get confused, minicamp/OTAs. And so we'll get a chance to talk to him about a lot of NFL conversation.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk about his brother, how his endeavors are going as he tries to make it in the NFL. And just get a lot of insight from him. And so it'd be a lot of fun. A lot of things we can hit on. He always has a lot of fun things in his life going on. And he just keeps surviving in the NFL. And it's really hard to do. It's really hard to just try making a team. See what you think.
I can't wait to ask him, because he had a world colliding moment this past year where, you know, you obviously were very close friends and recruited Joe Burrow. Yeah. And, you know, Luke Gifford had a pick of Joe Burrow in week 15 last year.
Yes.
With the Titans. I can't wait to ask him about that moment. It's got to be the highlight of his career, picking up Joe Burrow.
Kind of a
number
cool
one
deal.
Overall pick.
Nice that we'd reached out to him. I'd reached out to him a couple times, and he texted me this the other day and said we were free. And so he'll be in here from 7 to 9 for some bonus conversation. But it's nice like that, and Bill, to text in some questions too. It's just nice to know what it's like on the inside. Some of the questions we'll talk with him about will be, because people always think everything's the same,
right?
And the hypothesis is it's the same, but it's not. And so it'll be fun listening to the different places he's been and what he hears from the NFL and how camps are different and how different head coaches, different position coaches that he's had. It'd be fun to check in on that. And obviously he's from right here in Lincoln, so that'll be awesome.
And we'll hear an update on his brother Isaac, who's with the Panthers right now in terms of so look forward to Luke Gifford being here from 7 to 9 tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
I'm curious, Bill, how bummed are you that we do not have a Game 3 of the CWS tonight?
Really bummed.
I assume so.
Really bummed. We didn't even get a chance to talk about today, Jake. The Game 1 was a 1-0 game, and all we could talk about was the pitcher for LSU, which
Anderson.
But the point of it is that I couldn't imagine how upset Coastal Carolina was. They had runners in scoring position 9 times and didn't score. They stole third and got there and overslid the base. LSU had someone in scoring position 3 times. One time they scored. One run in the first. Think how good Coastal Carolina played. I mean, their pitcher was phenomenal. They had guys in scoring position 9 times. They steal third and overslide the base. I mean, there was, when that game was all said and done, you had to walk out there going like, how do we not win that game?
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Obviously, they downwind it and get a timely hit, but it's still insane where they were at in that game.
Yeah, the first game you mentioned, 1-0, complete game for Anderson from LSU. 130 pitches.
Yes.
Nine innings, 3 hits, 5 walks, 10 strikeouts, and 130 pitches.
But
these guys have rubber arms out there.
If I'm correct, I think there was 5 base on balls and
5 walks
and 4 hit batters.
4 hit batters.
I think he hit 4 guys.
I'm seeing 2 hit batters.
That was it, just 2?
But still, 2 hit batters and 5. 4. That's 7 free passes.
Yeah, the passes they got now. I mean, think about that. 7 free passes and they don't win the game at 1-0.
1-0.
I mean, if I'm the pitcher, I'm like, really, we couldn't get a run? somewhere. And they had people on base. It wasn't like, wow, we're just getting mowed down here. No, the guy's hitting people. He's walking people. He has chances. And they don't get anything done with it. And I think that had to just aggravate them to no end to have a chance to leave that field and go, how do we not win that game?
I mean, the first run was scored in the first inning. That was it. Yeah, it was 1-0 after the first, and that was the final score, 1-0 in game one. The pitcher for Coastal in the game one, Flukie, 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 9 Ks. Really good outing.
really good.
And he got the L.
He got the L.
That sucks.
It's like looking around. He's probably,
this is the finals. I gave up 1 run. And I lost.
He was flying home today going like, what happened?
How did we lose game one? I pitched awesome.
The guy's in scoring position 9 times.
The guy in release, Carbone, went 2 innings, 2 hits, no 1 runs, 2 strikeouts. He pitched well also. I mean, they you can't be better than that. 1 run allowed.
In the first
lost
inning.
Lost the game.
But that'll haunt you. That one will haunt you for a long time if you're on that team for that particular game. And then it'll haunt you for a long time. As much, I think Steve nailed it, as much as you talk about that he shouldn't have gotten tossed, and I still agree, shouldn't have gotten tossed, but you have to stay in the game.
Yep.
You have to stay in the game. That's your job. You lose 2 coaches, I'm just telling you, it matters. It matters not having your manager in the dugout. It does.
We talked about how it would have been an incredible story if Coastal, on a 26-game win streak, won 2 in a row to win and in a 28-game win streak. Instead, they lose both games and they go out in 2. But I think we speak for everyone besides LSU fans that we would like to have a Game 3. Game 3, Game 7, whatever. Last game of the series is always what
tonight
you want.
Would have been incredible to be watching that. Plus, you know who really needed it? Omaha. Think of the money.
We lost a lot of money today.
Everyone checked out today.
Yep.
No one was checking out of their hotels today. And imagine that the bars and restaurants and what that scene would have been like. Because, I mean, LSU people just came. I mean, they came up just like crazy. Like I said, yes. They got in cars and they drove. They had 2 days to get here.
And there would have been more today.
There would have been more probably today. So, you know what? I'm going to game 3. I'm going to find a way to get into town to see it. And then they drive that giant tiger around.
Yeah, it's all over the place. It's all over Mike, this. The tiger's everywhere.
They drive all game. All day. They just drive around playing Call of Baton Rouge.
The whole time. It's always the same song. I saw it in person. That's the only song we have. I like that song. I love Garth, but all right.
400 times in a day.
That's enough. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.